Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio. You already know what it is. This is your boy GQ. You got 39 minutes left with the guards. This is the four of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to roast or air someone the fuck out on our famous Put Somebody on Blast. That's right. The number to hit us up is 914-338-1782. Once again, 914-338-1782. We will be taking shout-out dedications and requests until the 8:30 p.m. hour. Today's show is actually going to be based on, you know, playing new music and getting back in the mood of things, the swing of things, and we're definitely promoting for tomorrow's show, which is going to be Off the Chizane. That's right, we're going to be talking about relationships. I want to have that sexy Boricua up in the building, who goes by the name of La Nena, or just Nena, you know? So therefore, you know, she has a lot of topics, and she might bring a friend or two along, and they're actually going to try to roast us and tell us that men are dogs, and women are innocent. F up out of my face. Anyway, don't miss out tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show's going to be from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and from the look of things, there's a strong possibility that it might actually be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's right, folks. It might get a little spicy, a little juicy, so we're going to have to, you know, have to leave the station on for a good 2 hours. I don't know. I'll make sure I'll keep you up to date on that one. Hit us up on our show page, you know, check us out, you know, spread the word, you know, you can check for the times, and I'll be promoting, trying to get things moving and all that. It's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. That's where we came from, the technical difficulty. We haven't done a show over there in a minute. But it seems like Angry Bastard might be the new improved number one station. But, you know, who knows? Maybe one of these days we might pop up on TD just to do our blessings or whatever. But for the most part, Angry Bastard definitely doing their thing. I want to give a big shout out to 6-4, big shout out to SD, big shout out to LE, Fresh to Death. Of course, GQ, holding it down, which that would be myself. I'm going to open it up with a little bit of some brand new music. And then I'm gonna unmute my roasters, my roasters and my hostess. That made no fucking sense. Who gives a fuck? This Angry Bastard Radio. You say whatever's on your mind. Once again, you got something on your mind. You got someone to roast, or you just want to talk about things, what's going on in the world. You want to talk about this Obama situation. You want to talk about McCain, or whatever. You just want to talk about whatever. You just want to call them and say, "Hey, GQ, you fucking suck." Then do it. 914-338-1782. I really don't have the time to be going into the chat rooms to chat with you people, so therefore, you're just going to have to deal with what's at stake here. Let me go through my October archives and see what we got for you people. I said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play that new joint by, let's see. Scroll down. No, let's get to the S's. Okay. This is that brand new Styles P featuring Cassidy, Trying to Make It. Let's keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. This is the first time. This is the place where you heard it first. Big shout out to motherfucking DJ White Owl. Drop that. Anyway, enough and enough. I actually might have to play the whole song because at Cassidy's song at the end, Cassidy really, you know, went in. Actually, was it this one or was it Unexpected? I think it was the Unexpected one that he went in. Was it this one? Because it's B.I. Fuck it. Who cares? I might just play both of them. Here we go.
Greenland, what up? Russell Simmons, what up? Barack Obama, what up?
And I said, I'm just trying to make it out.
You said,
you just trying to make it out.
And I said,
we just trying to make it out. Out, 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 out.
And they said,
I'm just trying to make it out.
it out. That's a wrap.
Come on.
Got me thinking to myself, why ain't the war over? Why middle class families in foreclosure? It just don't make sense now. Trade the dollar for a euro when you only get cents. Got the struggle that be bitter the way. Explain why the country's so bitter today.
Fight
the block, know we need a rock. Put my liquor down, even through the weed in my sock. If the land could be reached through speech, then the man giving the speech on the lead all the people story. At first the lost hope, now giving hope. A president my color, that'll be living hope.
Living hope.
No shame, bro. No game, bro. Vote for Barack Obama, we need a little change, bro.
And they say, I'm just trying to make it out. You say, you just trying to make it out.
Now, that wasn't too impressive. You know what I mean? Style Speaking did a lot better on that one. I really don't like that fucking beat, so I'm not going to play Cassidy's version. But I'm going to play this next joint up. A lot of people don't understand. That's why the name of the song is Unexpected, because it's not expected for Cassidy and Murder Mook to be on the song and not dissing each other. So I'm going to play this whole track. I told my brothers about this, so I want to tell them to hear this shit. Tell me what they give us their feedback and all that shit. Make sure y'all give us your feedback, too. 914-338-1782. This is Cassidy and Murder Mook. Cassidy really rips it at the end, so you already know what it is. It's Angry Bastard Radio.
The Hustler.
Yeah. Cass, what up?
What's up with you? This is knocking right here.
They expected us to be on DVD talking reckless. They never expected for us to get connected.
But you gotta respect it, expect the unexpected. But you gotta respect it, expect the unexpected.
Hey yo, I've been sick, everybody getting infected. They never expected for us to get connected.
But you gotta respect it, expect the unexpected. But you gotta respect it, expect the unexpected.
Yeah, a murder moving cash track on you niggas. Yeah, pull the rabbit out the hat on you niggas. Backtrack to the past. Smack on you niggas, that was air flat. Now saran wrap on you niggas. Never thought you would've sold it. Probably would've had a better chance driving next to your car, seeing a swordfish. Applaud this, this is history. Real niggas meet each other and connect instantly. It was never no beef, it was crab meat. Never watch a speaker, you could sleep with a crab sleep. When I was young, I used to wanna be an athlete. I admit I really couldn't shoot with that bad feet. Hardly sleep, so I meditate more. I still spit sick like what's the medication for? I still spit clips that'll levitate your ball. Open up the top floor like the elevator door. Ding, ding. I'm trying to kick millions, trying to get bread off squares like Sicilian. Try to get straight, but I gotta keep dealing. Damn, the rock landed on me. I'm a pilgrim. I got the juice, believe it's that raw. Niggas ask me what's shaking the leaves in that jaw. But down in Miami, Khaled tried to scoop me. I'm a S550 though. Khaled had a hoopty. All you niggas groupies, you can call me Mookie. Play like cat, stay cocky, come and shoot me. Bet y'all, when I let off, got a better arm than Brett. Fall. Bullets hit your chest, watch your chest fall. Watch your breath, leave about your chest when I text fall. Met bar that's ready to sketch y'all. Heck, Lauren, catch that a dead y'all. Infrared wreck y'all. Plus, I got an eagle that'll peck y'all. Boom, I'm a death star. Nature, Swarta, neighbor. Strong as a nigga on that OJ flavor. No neighbor. God, I'm the Christian and the Catholic, no hater. I'm the savior. Spit it like Satan. Hell, you forsaken. Cooking motherfuckers to my apron. Damn. Murder known for spitting raw bars at a deck of niggas like 54 cars.
Hey yo, Moose, they wanted us to battle, talk reckless, spark weapons, but we met and we got connected. So niggas better expect the unexpected.
Hey yo, I've been sick, everybody getting infected. They never expected for us to get connected.
But you gotta respect it, expect the unexpected. But you gotta respect it, expect the unexpected.
They expected us to be on DVDs talking reckless. They never expected for us to get connected.
But you gotta respect it, expect the unexpected. But you
I got shit sold like Michael Jackson with the big nose before he turned white like the shit I whip on the list stove. I sold rock and got sick flows. About to take the game over like Hova. Ask Smith Snow. I'm on the grind for the strip clothes. That's why my crib's so big. They gave it his own zip code. Bricks get sold. Hey, day I'm good. I just bought a house about the size of my old neighborhood. One button could remove the Mercedes hood. I'm on my job and the pay is good. You you dig me? But I'm trying to run my city like the mayor should. I've been on my grind since they elected mayor good. You play the hood, it's gonna eventually move. So I started hustling in elementary school, getting cold cash, the richest nigga in my whole class. I was so cool, name known through the whole school. I'm no fool, so drugs, I wasn't selling none. I wasn't trying to catch a felony, cause I was hella young. I was selling gum and bags of potato chips, but even back then I was on some get paper shit.
You see me?
I'm on some high hater shit. I'm on the top floor, my condo on some skyscraper shit. And my crib is on some 18-acre shit. That's a large house, but yours the size of my dog house. That's a small house, that shit dead cheap. My Rottweiler spot got more square feet. I'm the one they wanna hear speak, cause everybody out here weak and niggas wanna hear heat. It's
get
like my knife keep cutting like Jazzy Jeff, and my gun keep banging like Premier Beats. I got the most punchlines, the most analogies, and the shit I'm rapping happen in actuality. I hold weight, no calories, so my juice frozen like a Sub-Zero fatality. And where I'm at, it's Mortal Kombat, but when you take shots, I it's not gonna be cognac. When I roll up, you get smoked like a dime sack. I clap at you every time we come in contact. Or I'll put a contract on your head, man, and give it like a day or two, and you will be a dead man. I ain't scared, man, we could do this shit. I've been ludicrous since the fetus of mom's uterus. And you a bitch, you ain't never have heart, nigga. You ain't the shit just cause you on the charts, nigga. I'm the shit, you a fart, nigga. Man, I can't stop shining like I'm scared of the dark, nigga. Hey, day I play my part, nigga. All I do is smoke piss and get brain. I'm a smart nigga. I got too many fans now. Even people with no arms say that I'm the best, hands down. Man up, stand up, or stand down. Expect the unexpected. Whoop, they fans now.
Oh! Sick fizzle in a motherfucking bizzle, man. We can walk whatever we want. We can walk wherever we want.
Dribble, penetrate, and kick.
You hear it.
Nah, but he does all right, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know what the thing is, too? Like, the nigga knows, like, when we running with the nigga, like, he, like, that's how, like, when we playing, and you know, if I'm like, yo, son, I'm right behind you, you know that I'm...
Say that.
I don't. And I don't even have to say that.
That's the difference. You don't have to say that. Cause I know where everybody is.
Uh-huh.
I know where everybody is.
Not only that, furthermore, I know where to be.
That's the most important thing at the end of the day.
Basically, so...
Knowing where to be and knowing where to be at.
Uh-huh.
You know where to be at, goddamn.
Never lose. Never lose.
You got a problem with standing on that block.
Uh-huh.
You don't stand on the block.
I don't stand on the block because I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? From now on, I'm standing on the block.
You should stand right on the block on some Shaq and Kobe tension. Stand right there on the block. Pass it to you, but you be fucking turning and shooting before anything, dog. Let this shit develop, dog. Let this shit develop. Catch the ball on a block.
Uh-huh.
Hold the ball down so that niggas can't try to strip me.
Uh-huh.
Ah, niggas start cutting. Cutting. We got to do a turn shoot.
Uh-huh.
Fucking niggas try to double team, kick it right
kick
back.
Kick it right back.
See, the problem is, when I can niggas do that, niggas think they're going to get the fucking ball back, dog.
When niggas do what? Niggas get the ball up. Think they're not going to get it back.
They don't get it back.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's not, yo, GQ.
Yo.
Kicking that basketball knowledge, my bad. I fucking
Oh man, they need to know.
Yeah, yo, listen, I had to holler around your mom's neck real tight. I couldn't the rest of it, you know what I'm saying? The part that shocks her when I call and the shock and it makes her call my number immediately. I couldn't find that part. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? I found everything else. So what I think I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and put that on real tight, you know what I'm saying? Send it to the store.
Mm-hmm.
One last time before I kill her. Cause I got. I'm gonna kill her. So you're saying you want to take her first, and then you're gonna bring it back to me, and I'm gonna kill her.
I'm not trying to take out a necrophiliac.
Yeah, you're not a necrophiliac.
No, not at all.
Okay, so I tell you what, I'll fucking kill her after she's done with you.
Alright.
But you gotta bring her back.
Before she goes to the store.
Of course. No, after she goes to the store. Obviously, niggas need Dutchess.
I mean, yeah, niggas need Dutchess, but it's like I'm trying to get my nut up before she goes. So, you know, feet, you know, her upper lip, make sure she walks down the block with her lip. And everything pretty much okay from there.
Yeah, nigga, he's tight.
So this is bad when the
city. This is a conversation between two lame ass niggas. Please continue to hear. This is Angry Bastard Radio.
Oh, you gotta play that. What's your calling, dog?
Abortion.
What?
That Murder Mook versus Young Hot, man.
I don't have that. I gotta download it.
Right. I mean, you don't have to download it, but you know. If you got the tube, you could put anything, nigga.
Now I got this new joint. It's called 6-4
yeah,
SD's Mom going at it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but they're wrestling in Tahitian treat soda juice.
Where are they wrestling? Because you threw them some treats or something? I don't understand.
What happened?
Why would they be wrestling together? I don't understand that.
That's for me to know, for y'all to never know.
Hold on. Doesn't it make more sense if you was wrestling with them?
No, I was watching them wrestle, and I was electrocuting them while they was doing it.
Electrocuting while they was doing it.
I'm into that shit. I'm into seeing your mom, you know, squirm around and wrestling with Tahitian treats all over her fucking face.
Really?
Yeah. And then I keyed your mom's face.
God, nigga.
Keyed your mom's face and slapped your mom in a butt chin.
Your mom got a man face. Your mom got high cheekbones and no jaw.
Your mom got a mangina, nigga.
Your mom ain't got no top teeth and no bottom lip.
Your mom ain't got no face, period.
Come on.
Yo,
now.
Did you get that shit out there too?
Your mom is a cyclops.
Did you get that shit I sent you?
Oh, dog, I looked at it, but I didn't want to open it because it said download to your phone. I thought it was a virus, so I was like, fuck that. I ain't doing that shit.
Virus. Hold on, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call back. I'm going to show this nigga 6-4.
This shit is legspread. Right. Legspread.org. This is
fun.
50 Cent finally gained custody to, well, he ain't gained custody of shit. He's only allowed to see his son once a month.
That's a little whack, son.
That's fucked up.
And that, you know what? That bitch better get some security guards or something.
Cool.
Thank you, baby mom.
Wow.
This nigga's only allowed to see his kids once a month. And he's paying how much in child support?
They said a grip. I forgot how much they said. Diddy's, I think they said $300,000. The last one is funny.
What did he do?
Rapper 50 Cent Wednesday settled his dispute over visitation rights with the mother of his 11-year-old son. 50 will get to spend one weekend a month with his son, Marquise, and also will get to take the boy on vacation for an entire month over the summer.
Yo, that shit is mad funny, son. That shit is mad.
I'm happy it's actually done with. The rapper said outside, Suffolk County Family Court.
Suffolk, nigga.
What?
Yes, nigga. Suffolk, nigga.
That's what I said, nigga.
Nigga said Suffolk.
Nah, I ain't say that, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? Eminem talks about working with Dr. Dre. Eminem recently said in an interview that his new album will have a lot of material after he worked 5 solid months with Dr. Dre. Eminem said, for the last 5 months, I've been working pretty much straight with Dre. There's going to be a lot of material, more so than I've had on an album with him producing before. Eminem went on to say, obviously, his beats are insane, but aside from that, I can rap. I can write and not worry about what the beat has to sound like and how loud a snare drum is. All those things are taking care of me. I feel like a spoiled rapper. I get to pick and choose everything. Eminem's new album titled Relapse is expected to be released by the end of the year. For Eminem's memoir, The Way I Am. Hit stores yesterday. The book features tons of never-before-seen pictures. actual lyric sheets from his hit songs, plus a bonus DVD with home video footage. Make sure you pick up your own copy now. How about I just bootleg it? How about I get the bootleg? Ludacris surprises Best Buy employees. Ludacris teamed up with Best Buy for a private party for special employees in Miami, Florida. Who cares?
Well, who cares about what you're saying?
Pretty much.
All I know is when the clock strikes 12.
Lame shit, watch. Listen. Lame shit. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening. Lame
when
shit.
When the clock strikes 12.
Uh-huh.
If your mom's asking in the air.
Yeah, see, people lame shit. That's
I'm definitely,
like,
I'm definitely gonna be raising some guns. So tell
yeah, I hear that.
Up, I'm gonna raise up some guns.
Yeah, no doubt.
Guns and guns, baby.
Your mom looks like Tony Yayo. That's all that matters.
And your mother is Tony Yayo.
And your grandmother's Tay Diggs. Father's a cheerleader for Highland High School, nigga.
Don't check out the same pops.
And your grandmother look like, and
exactly.
Dirk Diggler.
My mother has a Dirk Diggler. That's my grandma's wife.
Damn, I'm looking for. Oh, here we go. Hey, yo, we got Billy the Kid calling in, but I'm gonna play this new Eminem track, and then we're gonna get back to the show. It's called "I'm Having a Relapse." Y'all, tell me if he still has it or not.
DJ, what out? Felony charges. He's already got life in jail, man. What the hell is his problem? Well, to be honest, the smell of these chronic leaves make me hella demonic. They compelled me to kill this elderly man, and I get these panic attacks. Papa Xanax, relax. Trying to stick my fucking dick inside a mannequin's ass. Then I get manic depressed. City orthodontist get gas, man, kick ass. The first thing I put on is the mask. Speaking of mask, man, it ain't too late to have a change of pace and take it off and show my face so you can see the things you face and slice you up and cook you after you murder by strangulation. That's bacon souffle you make an angel. But thank you, Jason. There goes one more coma due to blunt force trauma. Just give me one more soma and I'll be done for, mama. Go in the damn room closet. Another volume lost it. Shove in the back. Vacuum nozzle down the bathroom faucet. It seems like every day I get a little flakier. The medication is making my hands a little shakier. Hand me that 18-month-old baby to shake him up. It'll only take me a second to choke his trachea. Breaking his neck in 80 some places, baby. He's shady, comes lady. He's got the razor, the blaze, and the chit to change his soul, baby. You blundering, bumbling, mumbling, dum dum. Yeah, here I come, come. You hear the rumbling, rum, rum. That's something inside that blue tub and that drum, drum. My head and torso is someone. Where'd it come from? Who's it belong to? Maybe the girl with the long blonde hair who disappeared and left the cheerleader pom pom. Clearly there's something wrong, cause she didn't come home. She's missing, where is she? Something fishy is going on. I guess he stuck the bitch with the pitchfork with the long prongs. Now everybody get your dance on to my dance song, come on.
Hey, Billy the Kid, what you thought about that, man?
Saying to me, you know, I still think the kid got it, you know what I mean? He's that dude.
Yeah. He's the type of nigga that can just come off, type of white boy, that can just come to the game and say anything. I mean, this motherfucker got famous off of fucking making a song of stupidity. Hi, my name is.
Yeah,
people laughed at it.
Kid is nice, yo.
Hey, 6 and SD, what y'all think?
Yeah, she was all right.
Yeah. Do y'all know who, and without the mother jokes, I'm asking a real fucking question. Who's the guy that says, "Hey, yo, you"?
Said what?
Yeah, in the beginning of his song, he goes, "Hey, yo, yo."
I don't know.
It's Life Jennings. Life Jennings.
Yeah.
Life Jennings.
Well, yeah, Life Jennings.
When did he start chilling with Eminem?
No. I'm just about to read a report about it. It's an exclusive report. It's like these motherfucking R&B singers they get up and they sing songs and they become one hit wonders. But I'm looking at a picture and it's like his face is fucked up. Like,
but Life Jennings is not a one hit wonder.
Huh?
Life Jennings is not a one hit wonder.
Oh, he's not a one hit wonder?
Life Jennings is a producer. He just made songs like the boy Dream. Dream's not an artist, he's a producer.
Oh, I thought this motherfucker was a fucking an artist. I saw him, I heard him say the one joint, hey, yo, you.
He got it. Life Jennings had two or three songs out, then he dropped his album. But he's a producer, just like the bull Joe produces all music. That's why he only put out two albums, and he's about to drop his third one.
Oh, well, I feel sorry for this brother, because he's probably going to get locked up, because he's a fucking idiot. R&B Big Shot Life Jennings just got nabbed by Georgia police for allegedly shooting off a gun, taking cops on a chase in a Corvette, and refusing to take a DUI test. Georgia police tell us they were responding to a gunshot fired call when they spotted Jennings' vet hightailing it away from the scene. A chase ensued, and Jennings eventually crashed. He was charged with felony weapon possession by a convicted felon, and he faces charges of attempting to elude as well as discharging a firearm near a public highway and refusing to take the sobriety test. Life, real name Chester, was imprisoned from 1992 to 2002 after being convicted of arson. These motherfuckers.
Set the candle on fire, not the house, motherfucker.
Word. Yeah. These niggas are stupid.
Sit there and look at a fight. Yo, niggas, I don't understand that shit. Just like the boy, Pac-Man Jones. You got to be the dumbest nigga in the world, nigga. You fighting with your own. You already got a second chance and shit.
Yeah.
Stupid niggas that get money do dumb shit.
Stupid shit. Like, why would you do that?
There's only one dumb motherfucker in the crowd, and he's that dumb motherfucker.
Yeah. Look at motherfucking T.I. This nigga going to jail because he... Fuck, you need guns
for,
man.
That nigga's not going to jail. That nigga don't even have to do a day in jail. He got probation for that shit.
Oh, he got probation for that?
That nigga ain't got to do no time. All he got to do is pay a hefty-ass fine, and he has probation. That nigga ain't going to jail.
I thought he was going to jail next year.
Not going to jail. The boy might
What'd you say, S.D.?
Out of jail, though.
Nah, I'm on the other line. My bad.
Alright. That nigga locked out. Who?
Mike Vick.
Damn, when he going?
That nigga about to go into a halfway house. He went out, last October?
Damn, show's over.
That's a damn shame. That motherfucker, I'm pretty sure he got more money than T.I.
That nigga's coming out with $10 million left after he paid everything and they stripped him and he had to pay back all his endorsements and shit. That nigga's still left with $10
million. Oh, wow.
And he can get reinstated into the NFL.
Oh, so he can get back? Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
Now, he just got to get a team to pick him up, which, you know what I'm saying, if I was a head coach, I'd grab that nigga ASAP because he's a monster.
Hell, yeah.
Think Mike Vick up his team, nigga.
What'd you say, SD?
You really think Mike Vick's going to be the same nigga if he come back?
Nah, not the same nigga. I say you give him about a half a season, and he'll be not as good as he was, but he'll be damn near like Randall Cunningham was and the end of Randall's career. And he's still a monster. He still got feet. He'll still have his speed.
But he don't got no accuracy, dog.
Yeah, I know. That's his only downside. He never had accuracy to begin with. He just had power and speed. So, but the difference is that the way the NFL is shaping now, you're starting to need a mobile quarterback.
Straight up. I was just saying, I was going to say, too. Need a mobile quarterback now.
Yeah, well, they need to get rid of McNabb and bring in...
McNabb is playing the best since he's...
Yo, the best of his
injured.
Career.
Since he's been injured, this is the best season he's had so far.
Destroying the league right now. I put McNabb on top. Now, if you was talking about somebody that needs to just hang it up for a season, you want to put Peyton Manning on that level. Because he might
really?
Have hit it for him for this shit. And the freaking...
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. You got to think about it, like,
they offensive line niggas is hurt on their offensive line. So with that being said, that's why Peyton's getting his shit sacked a lot now this season.
Yeah, but his accuracy is off altogether anyway.
I don't know about that one.
Yo, Sutton's throwing interceptions like crazy. He was almost lost the freaking game against the Texans. They almost lost that shit. It wasn't Peyton Manning bringing them back. That was the defense because they threw – they got a fumble, then they got an interception, and that put their offense in the scoring position inside the 20 both times. So, of course, it's going to be easy to score 20 points when you got, you know what I'm saying, Reggie Wayne and Joseph Addai. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be easy.
Ain't Addai hurt, though?
Nah, he played that game. He played against the Texans.
He played that game? All right.
But, nah, you can't hang up McNabb, bro. That nigga's the – I say he's in the top quarterbacks of the league right now.
Yeah, he's like number two or three.
Who number one?
Favre, nigga.
Who?
Favre, nigga. Better go check those stats. Better go check those stats.
No, the stats, yeah. But I'm asking you who you believe is number one.
Who I believe
I'm not talking about
right
not,
now in the league. That's not her or just number one in the league, period.
Number one in the league, period.
Brady Bunch. Pretty much.
I can't really say that because you take Randy Moss and Wes Welker away, he was nobody.
He won, didn't he win two championships without them?
Huh?
I could have sworn he won two championships without them.
Yeah, he won a championship without Randy, not without Wes Welker.
All right.
And he had Deion, who was it, Deion Branch was over there? He had
Deion
a strong
receiver. Deion Branch really wasn't a threat. See, I'm not saying he's sad.
Who was their second receiver? It was Wes Welker.
Was it Troy Brown?
Who?
Nah, Troy Brown wasn't there. Damn, who the fuck was the other receiver?
They had another strong receiver.
Yeah, I forgot the nigga's name.
And
it was Troy Brown
had,
at the time. It was Troy
they've
Brown.
They've always
at
had
that.
Caliber. They've always had number one caliber receivers. Take those caliber receivers away from him, and you give him receivers that Donovan McNabb is throwing to. I guarantee you will not have the same person.
Hold on.
Try to told you.
Hold on.
That's right, I told you.
McNabb has no receivers.
Who? McNabb has no receivers?
Nah, he really
Ooh,
doesn't.
Bastion? Bastion?
No. The nigga that hurt right now. What's his name? What the fuck is this nigga's name?
All that nigga really has is Westbrook. They ain't gonna last.
Nah, they got another nigga. Got another nigga, son. He's hurt right now. I forgot his name.
The best receiver McNabb had in the past 3 years was L.J. Smith.
Who?
L.J. Smith.
Hold on. Let's not forget about James Thrash and Todd Pinkston, dog.
Thrash was the shit in motherfucking Madden. That's it. On the field, he was ass.
I don't understand this. You know what you just said? Did you hear what you just said?
I heard what I said. I used to watch the games and be like, oh, what the fuck? Did you just drop that?
How do you become the shit in Madden if you did trash the whole season?
No, I'm talking about in Madden. Madden wasn't even in Madden. I was in ESPN. And from what I was told, that don't count. Because it's not Madden. But I used to play ESPN. I can't really play Madden. But that nigga was the shit in ESPN. But then I was playing the game on easy. So that maybe that's what it was. But,
What? I can just put him right now. Watch when I see his name, I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, he's right.
Then what's the name? Todd Pinkston. That nigga can't keep a ball for shit. That
no, Todd Pinkston is garbage.
Yeah, he's real garbage. That man dropped.
Ass ball. Nigga.
That man
nigga dropped easy catches. Like, oh, come on. Did you really drop that
ball? Wide open catches.
Hey! Like, catches and all this, rolling around that nigga.
What did you do? Jared Vicious at one moment. Danny, I told Jared Vicious over there. Nah, he didn't play for them.
Yo, son, DJ Khaled got damn near every single rapper in the game on the stage with him right now. And Lil Wayne looked like a nutball.
What you watching?
The BET Awards. Lil Wayne got his nasty dreads out. Nappy as hell with a rock hat on.
Uh-huh.
What?
Nasty dread.
With a red rack on?
Nasty dreads.
Yo, son, his dreads is dirty as hell.
Oh, you see Jada Kiss?
Yeah.
You see Kiss?
Kiss has got the DT Awards.
Wow.
Yeah.
There we go.
Performing or he's just there?
Nah, he's just there. That nigga was...
he was just there. He was on stage with DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled just won an award.
For what?
I'm not watching football.
Yeah, exactly. For what? Screaming, DJ Khaled! We the best! I mean, that nigga's doing his things.
Producer,
I can't hate.
He's a producer.
Yeah, that nigga's making 10 times more money than me.
That's
right. No, he's making
high. Producers, dog. They're not really rappers, man.
See, man, if I had the money to get beat machines and all that and the time, I would be a fucking genius.
Actual question to y'all.
Hold on. Before Lil Jon came out with all that boom, 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 boom bullshit, you know me, I listen to trance. If I had a beat machine,
I would have said, Answer me this question. Who was the best producer that raps?
The best producer that raps?
Yeah.
That raps.
Gee, niggas, so dumb.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Who do you think?
He said Jermaine Dupri.
No.
For real shit on that nigga.
Fuck out of here. Are you serious?
I think Timbaland said it.
For real.
Hey, I have to say Timbaland.
Timbaland doesn't rap. Timbaland made one rap album against Jermaine Dupri. That nigga's not. He did. When did he rap?
I got my back. All right, Mobb Deep.
Havoc?
Yeah, Havoc. Saw him back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, them beats is ass. I mean, nowadays, I don't know. I can't really say nowadays, but back then.
They're not even together no more, so you can't even say nowadays.
Who, Mobb Deep?
Them niggas been broke up, man. That nigga had a diss song on Prodigy on the internet. Google that shit.
Really?
Put that shit on.
I don't know if I can believe that, man, because them niggas...
Put it on False. I got it on two different albums. Put it on False Wire, and you'll hear Prodigy coming at Havoc, because that nigga got locked up, yo. Prodigy got locked up, and he was coming at Havoc. They're not together
wow.
no more.
Don't believe me?
Go on False
Wire. How can you come at Havoc?
My dude, go on False Wire and put in Prodigy dissing. Or Mobb Deep dissing. Put something in like that, and I guarantee you, you'll hear the same drone. Because I said the same thing when I heard it.
Wow. That's some new shit to the left.
And that was this year?
I don't know. I believe it had to be this year. I got it on an album. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go in the car. I'm gonna
hear some niggas on the track in a minute.
Yo, you're not gonna hear them together. I'm telling you, you're not gonna hear them together.
Well, Havoc's still gonna heat.
Havoc, I would say right now, Havoc, best produced rapper is Havoc.
Yeah.
I would have to say is the best producing rapper out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Havoc is that dude.
Fucking Dr. Dre don't rhyme no more, so.
Oh, no, don't get it fucked up. That nigga still making an album.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that nigga working on that album.
That album was supposed to come out way before D12 even came out.
You know how that nigga is. You know how that nigga works.
That album is never going to drop, dog. That album is not coming out.
Nah, try it. It's going to come in the last minute, too.
What, that Detox?
Yeah, nigga.
That Detox? Detox is never coming out, yo. That nigga's already sober.
That nigga's sober. Yeah, man,
This nigga is a cornball, yo. What's the boy name that said, A-Bebe? What's his name?
A-Bebe.
Little Webby.
Oh, that
boy,
that be...
Little Chris, Hurricane Chris.
Yeah.
Little Weebo.
Weeby.
Yeah, that is on the
Weeby.
Lil Webby was frightened on some nigga in the interview, dog. Frightened on some nigga. The nigga kept asking the nigga the same question over and over and over. That shit was so funny, dog.
Oh, wow. They got an HNIC part 2 coming out?
What?
They got an HNIC part 2.
Oh, they do?
Mob D.
You on the first wire?
Nah, I'm looking up on Google. Yeah, these niggas are still together. What are you talking about?
Y'all, dead ass serious, son. I'll go right now.
The rapper, also part of Mob D, returns with a continuation to his debut. Oh.
Debut.
Niggas right. With his debut solo album.
Debut. I told you, nigga.
After last year's return of the Mac.
I mean, Prodigy always had a solo album coming out. How that show came out like 2 years ago.
Dude, I'm trying to tell you, though. Wasn't it? HMIC was a Mob Deep album. That was his shit.
It was produced by Havoc.
It's not Head Niggas in charge.
Yeah, sure.
It was produced by Havoc.
Yeah, pretty much. So that was nothing but Havoc.
So what you're saying is the first album that this nigga got that there was no tracks produced by Havoc at all.
No, what I'm telling you is on Real Rap, on Everything I Love, though, I went on Frostwire.
It ain't that
I was
serious,
making a diss album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I went on it. I made a diss album. You know what I'm saying? I put in the joint because, you know what I'm saying, mad niggas is coming at Mobb Deep on some crazy shit.
Uh-huh.
I heard this shit. You know what I'm saying? I downloaded it, and I got that shit on an album in the car right now.
Really?
That's big.
You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy thing because I never thought, you know what I'm saying, these two clowns and shit break up, but hey, it is what it is.
I don't know if it was a rumor. It was a rumor out that they said that Mobb Deep broke up. And these niggas is like, man, that shit is bogus. The rumors is bogus.
Well, I'm saying, I heard that rumor when they left and they went and go to sign a G-Unit. And that's when their career, after they signed a G-Unit, that shit, my eyes, I had no respect. This man dissed you on an album, then gonna sign you. Same shit with Nas.
Oh, with G-Unit, yeah.
Same thing with Nas.
You go with the money, at the end of the day.
I dig you, but if a man tells you he skidded in your baby's car seat, you know what I'm saying? How you going to respect that man and shake his hand?
I'm on the phone. Stop.
You're talking about the Jay-Z thing. That's a different story.
I don't care if that's fake or not, dog. That's just disrespectful.
Like, it's not like, yeah, it is, but, I mean, it can't be, like, that big of a deal, son. Like,
niggas made a fucking track together, God.
How serious can that shit be taken, you know what I'm saying? Like, if niggas could be in the same room, or whatever the case is, in a studio at the same time, even, you know what I'm saying? Portrayed in the public, in the same, under the same movement, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit don't add up. That's why I know.
Update. It says, I don't give a fuck about the situation because I never really fuck with them. But it's kind of sad to see a group, after being together for years, just break up. As long as the locks never breaks up, then I'll be cool.
Who said that?
And then somebody sent a comment or whatever, and it says, Havoc, the Mob Deep breakup, this and Prodigy. Mm.
Come in, Red Prodigy, nigga.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, I ain't had a new Havoc yet.
The old Havoc wouldn't have destroyed the old Prodigy, but the new Havoc. I think Havoc will in on him. No hesitation.
Alright. What do you think about this lineup right here? They say, first they say, damn, Havoc did all the beats, and Prodigy had the killer lyrics. Too bad to see two of one of the greatest groups in New York to break up. Hopefully Prodigy gets those motherfucking dope lyrics again, and Havoc sticks to producing. And he says this guy on the internet thinks that his top MCs from list to from list to greatest. I think he said meant to put least to greatest away. I don't know. But number one, the greatest is Tupac Shakur. Number two is Nas. Three, Rakim. Four, Big L. Five, Slick Rick. Six is KRS-One. Seven is Jada Kiss. Eight is B.I.G. Nine is Eminem. And 10 is Jay-Z. Oh, how do you put Jay-Z last? I mean, Eminem should be on there, but I don't know if... I don't know, whatever. And, I'm actually about to listen to this shit right now. The Mobb Deep breakup joint. I hope y'all niggas can hear this. Come on.
Street Wars a die.
That's not going to happen. That you taste the life, but he knows the truth. Told you the principles and boast the truth. Let a nigga live, never boasted you. That you see me rock up in that vocal pool. So you have to handle sipping over proof. And never let a bitch come between our brains. Fuck if the shit was ours, so we gave the case. And if you ain't eat, then none of us ain't. Our plate was your plate, then pass it around to the rest of the clique. That's how we got down. And now a nigga wanna go and act brand new. My pops always told me that's what money could do. When the truth came to light, but I saw it. Yeah, I never trust a nigga this far, but you can take it as far. But I can see the truth, you're back with me. I thought that you could share with me. And we're prepared for fans riding shit. Cause I was wrong, nigga. Never trust a nigga this far, but you can take it as far. But I can see the truth, you're back with me. I thought that you'd be there with me. And we're prepared for fans riding shit.
Tomorrow's gonna be a relationship day. I have this Spanish girl that is fed up with guys, and she wants to put us on blast. I guess the theme song for tomorrow's show is going to be Through Your Window, or A Brick Through Your Window, or whatever. I'll Break Your Window. I don't know what the fuck this shit is.
That's how fast the situation gets reversed. It's very fast,
man. Exactly. So she wants to put us on blast and tell us about ourselves. Little does she know that ain't nobody putting us in our place. So it's going to be all right battle tomorrow. We'll probably be here from 7 to 9.
Battle.
It's going to be back to radio. I mean, bring your females. Tell them to call up. They're going to get roasted. We're going to tell them about themselves. I have mad stories to tell about these grimy scuzzer buggers. But it is what it is. Well, the pizza's getting to my guts. Now I have to do. Yo, y'all going to be on the show tomorrow, man?
Yeah.
Nigga. When is the show tomorrow?
Where? Mr. 7:45 start?
Nah. 7 o'clock, nigga, on the dot.
Okay.
I'll be done work early, so, you know.
Okay.
Come on, you're never done work early.
Number
two is, I'll find out what time it starts when I fucking get there, son. I'm not worried about it anymore.
Yeah, I know you ain't.
More than likely, niggas to be there roasting whoever's trying to fucking trash niggas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you know.
Make sure you hit up on our MySpace page, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Make sure you join up my mob there, man. Don't fuck up now.
Don't.
Voila.
Get it straight, pussy.
Right.
Pretty much. Be clear.
Be clear.
Hey. Y'all want to do a prank call?
At the end of the day, we exactly what the niggas need.
Exactly.
Y'all want to do a prank call?
I'm with it.
All right. I'm only going to do it for 3 minutes because it's $5 a minute. So... Who wants to do it?
It's male or female?
It's female, but it's a sex line.
I got it.
I'm not paying for shit.
Work.
I'm the one paying. That's what I'm saying.
How are you paying if I'm using my phone?
Huh?
How are you paying if I'm using my phone?
No, I'm using my phone.
And niggas are going to talk? I'm with it. Let's go.
But, I mean, spice it up, man. Like, because, you know, they're used to hearing the regular, so you got to switch it up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some irregular stuff.
Irregular stuff.
Like, don't hit them off with the whole year morning, because they hear it all the time. You got to hit them off with something that, you know, like.
We got to run a train on real quick.
Yeah, let's go.
Or you know, with something real crazy, though. It got to be real crazy. Something that makes people just laugh. Like, something stupid, like, you know, I want to tie a bag around your face while I'm eating a slice of pizza and going in on your bun.
Know what to do. All right.
What is this nigga doing?
I don't know. How much? I don't know. I'm not gonna bet any amount of money. Which one to bet?
technical difficulties with this kid.
Been approved on the Spectrum Billing Systems Network. Although your credit card has been verified, this call may be privately billed and would therefore not appear on your credit card statement. If you have any questions, please feel free to call the SBS Customer Service Department at 1-800-572-0420. Welcome. We want you to enjoy your choices. So, if at any time you want to try something else, just press stop.
I'm ready to get wild and nasty with you.
Y'all niggas ready?
Oh, yeah, I got a warm, dog. Wet pussy in its...
Uh-huh. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Tell me.
Not much, just talking to you. What's your name?
What's my name? My name is Ed D.
It's nice to meet you. My name's Becca.
Okay, white girl.
What up, Becca? My name is 6'4".
What's up? What are you guys doing?
Not much. Just talking to you, wondering what's going on tonight.
Not much. Just hanging out. What do you guys look like?
Go ahead. I'm 6 feet, 175 pounds, black man. Mandingo. Uh-huh.
I like that.
And I know you do.
What?
I said, I know you do.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
I'm
what else you like? What else you like?
I like it all.
You like the what?
You like it
I
all?
I like everything. Yeah.
Yeah, everything. Like, so you like to eat your own head?
To what?
You like to eat doodoo and drink bleach?
I do not like to do that, no.
Oh, okay, so you don't, so you don't like to do everything. So,
no, but...
What do you like to do?
What?
So what do you like to do? Talk to us, you know what I'm saying? Tell me about yourself.
I love to give head. I like my pussy to be eaten.
Okay.
And I love to
Now we're talking.
Straight sexual things, like...
Would you like... How would you feel if, you know, niggas changed you to, like, a boiler or something and made you drink out of a dog dish?
Would I do that?
Yeah, would you do that?
I would not do that, no.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Why wouldn't I?
This is supposed to be my fantasy here, right?
Is it your fantasy? It's
supposed to be my fantasy here, right?
If it's your fantasy, yeah, I'll do it.
All right, that's
the fantasy.
That's the fantasy. What if I wanna? What if I wanna? Let's see here.
You know what my fantasy is, though.
What's your fantasy, dude?
What's your fantasy?
My fantasy is a white girl. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like yourself.
My
white
girl.
Me chaining her with chains. You know what I'm saying? To like a slave to the tree in the front of my house, and just taking her ass cheeks and taping them to her thighs.
You gotta tape the ass cheeks.
Yeah, and just like, cause I'm pretty well hung, you know what I'm saying? Like, not for the guys to know, pause. But you know, and just going in and just doing whatever I want and just leaving up bleeding there.
That's awesome. I like that.
Now, remember now, you're in the front yard, chained to the tree, so there's going to be people walking by. One of my peoples might walk by, and they might have to go in on you. You don't have no problem with that, right?
I do not know.
Okay, that's what's up. Like, we like shit like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, why don't you
tell me what you like? You wouldn't mind if I was to fuck you in a moving car on the hood?
I don't mind that at all. I like to be fucked anywhere and anywhere.
Anywhere?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anytime,
what about in the bathroom with your head in the toilet and it's shit in the toilet?
I wouldn't do that, no, but...
Why not? It's my fantasy. I don't understand what the problem is. I'm just trying to have fun.
If that's your fantasy, yeah, I'll totally do it, but...
All right, that's what's up.
Hold on, are you naked right now? Let's get to it.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I can't hear you, honey.
Are you naked?
Am I naked? Yeah, I'm naked.
Yeah. Okay, all right. What do your breasts look like? Like, what's your dimensions?
I wear a size 34 double D.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you got big titties. Do you have an ass? Because generally, white women don't have asses. But do you
I
have
an
ass?
Ass. I hate to tell you that. I'm a white girl with tits and ass.
Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. Right?
Let's go.
I like shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like shit like that.
All right. I'm definitely going to need to...
Shoot a 10 to your 20.
Yeah, and right after I do that, I'm gonna have to go to the ocean, go to the beach or some shit like that, and just put you in the water and have sex with you like that, like missionary position though. I'm gonna be facing the ocean.
I like to
ocean.
Be on top.
I mean, I'm gonna be on top because it's my fantasy. You know what I'm saying? So you be on the bottom in the water, and we're gonna just have sex in the water.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Mhm.
And I'm gonna leave you
totally,
there.
Totally, I like that.
Okay, we definitely spice it up.
How many of you guys are there? Two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Okay. How old are you guys?
I am 24.
Mm-hmm. And I am 20,
how old's the other guy?
31, actually.
31 and 24. Where are you guys calling from?
Calling from a hood near you,
basically.
Oh,
where
I like that. That's
from?
Cool.
Where are you calling?
Where am I? I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. You're probably on display right now, ain't you?
Okay. Let me find out you one of them.
She's on display right now.
She's red. Let me find out you red. You red? You like bronze and shit?
I'm sorry, what did you say? Say it again.
I know it's hot out there. You bronze or something like that? Listen, fuck.
Am
this
I
is too
burnt?
Much, this is too much talking. This is too much talking. I want you to spread your legs.
Okay.
All right? Are they spread right now?
Yes.
All right. I want you to put the phone to your pussy, and I want to hear your pussy. You dig what
I'm
saying?
Want to hear it?
Yeah. I'm going to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to need you to work with me so we can all arrive at the same place that we need to get to. You dig what I'm saying?
Awesome.
All right. Awesome. Like, that's very awesome. I love your energy. All right? I'm gonna
thank
need
you. I like your energy.
All right. I'm going to need you to bring it down a little bit.
Okay.
Where's your thing? You're going to have to pull your sexy voice out. Where's your sexy
voice? Yeah. I know you got a sexy voice. I ain't no old, like, country motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm a young black, you know what I'm saying, stallion, so I goes in. So there's none of that soft shit for me. Like, I might leave you, you know what I mean? And my son might leave you stretched out.
We're going to have to tag team on you. How many tag teams have you ever had in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I've had one.
You only had one, that's it?
And who was it?
Mm-hmm.
Two white guys?
It was the white guy and the black guy.
Really?
You might need the double darknesses in your life.
Yeah, twin darkness.
That'd be hot.
Now, like you said, you got your pussy. Let me hear that pussy. What's going on?
What?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, I hear you rubbing your thumb up against the speaker, but what I need you to do is put the phone down where your pussy's at, because that sounds way too dry for me. I know what wet pussy sounds like, and that was not it. So I'm going to need you to work on this. I'm going to need you to bring it down a little bit.
Okay.
All right. And let me tell me about what you like. Like, what can I do, like, right now? Like, if I was in front of you right now, what would you do?
If I was in front of you right now, what would I do?
Yeah. What would you do?
I would suck your cock.
I don't have a cock, first of all, man. I have a dick.
Okay.
You ever sucked dick before?
I mean, I understand you're a white girl. I understand you're a white girl, but you gotta have you saying dick out here. I can't do that cock shit right now.
Yeah, no good.
Then I can suck your big, huge dick then.
Yeah, that works.
Mm-hmm. Big, huge is definitely two adjectives that work too.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
okay, fine. I could say that then.
Do you eat ass and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I can understand you. What did you say?
So how many asses have you licked in your lifetime?
None.
You never licked a guy's ass before?
No.
You will after us.
Right, you're going to have to.
Okay.
You're going to have to try that one night. Have you ever been pissed on?
No.
No, you never been pissed on?
Damn, what have you done? Like,
all right, what have you done?
What are your credentials? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's really going on? How you get this job? Where's your referral?
What
at?
Did you say?
Like, how'd you get this job? Like, this is the sex line, right?
A job? What do you mean?
What you do? Like, you on the phone and we kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Like, make me feel
no, I
good.
Work
like,
at Hooters. This is not a job for me.
Oh, you work at Hooters right now?
I do
okay,
work
so
at Hooters, and this is not a job. I'm sorry.
So what is this to you then?
So what is this?
I called because I was bored and horny.
Okay, so get it popping.
Basically.
I know you know what get it popping means.
Listen, Ma, you know what? I'm just going to... What do you want? Do you want us to say something? Like, I'm not understanding what's going on because this sounds real, like, sterile right now. You know what
Definitely.
I mean? Like, what's going on?
What do you mean real sterile?
Don't stutter on me now, girl.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
I said, don't stutter on me now, girl.
I just want your legs to spread, and I want you to fuck me and my man, like, and just...
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? Just shut the fuck up. Like, why are you doing all of this talking? Like, I'm tight right now. You talking about you can't even give up pussy. We doing a lot of talking. Give up pussy.
Talking.
What the fuck is the problem? I gotta take the pussy, like you're not gonna get what you. I gotta take it.
The niggas gotta take the pussy. So how about you just lie down? How about you just lie down? My brother's gonna go in on your pussy, and I'm gonna fuck your mouth.
Basically.
Yo, I don't know, dog. That's only 50 hours right there, but it's worth it, man.
Oh! Oh!
Yo! That shit was hilarious.
Oh, y'all niggas is listening?
Huh?
You niggas was listening?
Yeah, I was listening, man. That joint was hilarious.
Yeah,
like, this chick, she's... Like, first of all, from jump, she done played herself, because she's like, whoa, pause.
Because what happened?
Get out the throat. Like, she had, like, real... Like, whoa, what's the extra shit in your throat? Get out of here.
She wasn't ready for our speed.
What happened? She wasn't ready at all.
Like, she wasn't ready for us.
Hey, yo,
like,
God, hold on. First of all, you was paying for that?
Huh?
You was paying for that?
Yeah, nigga, $50. $5 a minute.
What was that?
It was a sex line.
She was whack. Like, that was the only thing that she was whack.
Yeah, she was horrible.
Like,
that was all the damn.
Horrible.
I should be able to get half price on that one. That was...
Like, yo.
Yeah, you definitely need to call them niggas up and be like, yo, this bitch was very, very whack. Like,
I got it.
Very whack.
Like, she's talking about she called up. Like, she works at Hooters, but she called up like mine.
Nah,
like,
she works there. She works there.
Hold on, Ma.
We
was...
We was at different angles.
Hold on. How is it that you work at Hooters, but you're calling a sex line? Because if you work at Hooters, I'm assuming you have big knockers and you look good. Like, why are you calling a sex? Like, is she getting paid for that, I guess?
Yeah, she's getting paid, but she's not getting, like, whatever I pay, like $50. She's probably getting maybe 10% of that.
No, I understand that. I don't give a fuck, son. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She was whack. That was the only problem.
I'm tight. She shouldn't get nothing.
She shouldn't, because
yeah.
She was whack. She was very, very whack.
I'm saying, but y'all played y'all part, man. Y'all was going in. He's like, can I change you to a boiler?
Yeah, straight up. Can I change? She was like, no. I'm like, hold on.
This is my fantasy. What's going on?
Yeah, hold on. This is my fantasy. She's like, oh, okay.
He's like, oh, yeah, you do anything? So you eat shit and piss? No, I don't do that. Okay, so you obviously don't do everything then.
Basically. Niggas came out on a couple of different angles. Like, she made it funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. She
couldn't
handle the pressure.
No, she couldn't handle it at all. That was hilarious.
She couldn't handle the tag team.
No, she couldn't. Not at all. If it was another joint, they would have been like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'll do this.
If it was a real pop-off, like, we needed a black chick. That's what we needed.
Yeah.
Black chick would have definitely gave it up fast. The shit was funny, though, when that nigga was like, I got to chain you. I got to fucking chain you to the tree in the front yard. Now, mind you, you're in the front yard now, so there's people walking past.
So they might at any given point just come over and just go in on you.
Straight up. That one was funny, too.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was hilarious.
Any given moment, niggas is willing to go in on you.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that again one of these days, but I'm gonna give it like maybe a good 10 days.
That should have.
Oh man.
Maybe a month. Right. That's weird.
That one was whack. You gotta find a better one than that.
Yeah.
You gotta find one where you can fucking talk to like two bitches or three bitches at once.
You know what? That's yeah, that's more money, though.
We could have done that on the chat line and had a better experience.
Word.
Honestly. Save your money.
No doubt.
Check us out, though. Call us out.
Nah, it was funny, though. Don't get it twisted. It was funny.
Yeah. This is because they're getting paid for that. So it's like,
But if it was a chat line, you know, you can get that, and then they shit on you, this and that. But this right here, like, you see how she was like, I don't do that, but it's my fantasy. Oh, I'll do whatever you want then.
Yeah, I know.
Like, yeah.
That's what made it funny.
Yeah. Like, oh, come on, Shorty, you fake. And then Shorty's like, okay, here, hold on. And then Six is like, okay, that was cool. That was a nice little thumb movement that you did. But now I want to hear the real thing. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
She was definitely... She was definitely fooled right there, because I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
She was trying to get
too
much information, too. Like, she was definitely trying to get too much information. You wasn't getting all that information. I'm from a hood near you.
All right, come on, bitch. Like,
I wasn't even going to tell her I was SB out here.
Cut the juvenile bullshit out.
Man,
I'm helping you out with
that. You think that's why she did it? Because, you know what I mean?
Damn, Mingo.
Two people was in there.
Yeah, if I was that, if I was two people, it was too much pressure for me.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck.
I didn't care.
Work. Niggas is gonna do this shit like niggas is not gonna like try to sound like each other on some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that.
Got her 15 cents.
She did get her 15 cents, right?
Bitch ass bitch.
I work at Hooters. Work at Hooters, all right.
Remember,
like
there is an all CB live person
awesome.
In New York
that's
line,
so cool.
In New York CB land. That
oh,
number, 718-770-3111. Also, you can post a photo and look at photos of other
once again, this is Angry Bastard Radio. Like I said, we do prank calls. The last prank call we just did was to a sex line, sex service. Pretty hilarious. SD and 6-4 did they think holding it down. Now we about to go in on these lames on the chatty. No,
we
do.
We'll be out with it right now.
If you have to catch the blow with us. Operator, no third. Your room number. You're in the lobby. 1.
2.
Yeah, who's in here right now?
Damn, nigga.
Two.
Yo, immediately. Who's in the room, man?
You got to call back.
4.
Yo, who the fuck? You sons of
your room number is. Here in the lobby. Happy trails.
No, that was going to happen.
Two minutes.
Yo, are you there? Yo? I don't even hate.
Yo.
Yo. Yo, Q.
I don't even hear you. Hear me out.
Yo, who they?
Remember, there is an all CB live personal in New York line, the New York CB land. That number is 718-770-3111. Also, you can post a photo and look at photos of other callers by going to talkie.com and clicking the talkie people.
Yeah, why?
And lastly, we've created a nationwide chat line coming out of Hawaii for the left and the right coasts. It's American Donut 712-499-0405. You've got the New York Donut. If you have some blow with us. Third-party collector credit card calls accepted. This is just a normal phone call. No extra. Your room number is here in the lobby. For the front rooms, press 1.
4.
You need to hang up. You're breaking up. Yo, where No Name at?
She's not in here.
Well, I'm going to wait.
Of course you're going to wait because you're lame.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Who gave you a
reason? All right, I'll do that.
Shut up. Bro, shut the fuck up.
Wow. That shit ain't funny, you fat fuck.
Oh, Lord. Max.
Shut up, Shorty.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Hey, girl, he don't
want
to know about that.
Don't call me
a show. Hey, don't tell my girl to shut up, nigga. What's wrong?
Second off. It doesn't really even matter. It doesn't even really matter who you vote for.
because it's when you're dealing with Freemasons and you know a Masonry.
I don't believe in any of that.
You don't believe in Masons?
I know that they're Masons, but I don't believe in all that.
You said you don't know that much about them?
I don't believe in all that conspiracy theory shit.
Oh, I do. Therefore, it doesn't really matter who I vote for.
I am voting for Barack Obama, though.
But I just get disgusted to myself. Like, I went to, you know, the last debate was by, like, Hofstra University in Long Island.
You can find them. There's a lot of room.
And I went over there, you know, because that's where I live, over by Long Island. It's amazing how all of these black people, they think that, you know, just because a black man is going to be in office, he's going to change something for them, which is not necessarily the case.
Oh, you said because of all black people, what?
Maybe they just want to see a black man in office.
No, I mean, that's fine, but what I'm saying
he's not even black, though. He's not even black, so don't get it twisted.
I mean, well, technically, he's as black as a president has been in a long time. Let's just say that.
No, he's as black as a president has ever been.
Exactly.
I mean, don't be mad because only Spanish people in the White House are cutting the lawn. Like, don't be mad.
I mean, come on.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
And washing dishes and all that. I mean, don't be mad.
I'm not Hispanic.
It don't matter.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm not Hispanic either.
I'm not calling you either.
Okay.
I'm talking to my retarded grandmother.
All right.
Well, okay. I don't know. Like, is there something about Barack Obama I don't like? I can't put my finger on it yet, but
he has more money than you. How about
well,
you?
I think. Oh.
I think all politicians are full of shit, but I like Barack Obama better.
First off, Barack Obama
is part of the Council of Foreign Relations. That's like all Masons, Freemasons.
Who would you rather have in the White House right now? Then?
I'd rather
have your moms in the White House.
Well, that's not the issue, though. The issue is that one man is not going to change the plight of my people.
I didn't ask you that.
But
he's not promising that.
No, but what the point is that I don't care who wins the election because it really doesn't matter to me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think the reason why black people are, a lot of black people want to see a black man run the country, and there's nothing wrong with them wanting to see that.
But the president don't run the country.
There's nothing wrong with him wanting to see that.
That's a
milestone. You said he's a Freemason, right? You should already know that. You said he's a Freemason, right?
Yeah.
I think he's better qualified. No, you shut the fuck up. See, now I'm going to talk over everybody. I think Barack Obama is better qualified. I don't like Sarah Palin. I think she's corrupt. I don't think she's equipped to run the country. No, I'm not going to shut that now. No, I'm not going to shut up. And both of you have low phones, so neither one of you can shut me up. Anyway, I think Sarah Palin is ill-qualified to run the country. I think she's very corrupt, and I think John McCain is too old. He's 72 years old. So, I mean, imagine if he were elected and, God forbid, something happened to him because he has a history of cancer and he's been injured. He's been in previous injuries when he fought in the war. You know, imagine if Sarah Palin were to become the president. I mean, we would really be in a mess, in a bind.
And even in the
political interviews that she had, she misunderstood questions that they were asking her about politics.
I mean, we're screwed either way.
She couldn't even answer the question.
It doesn't matter who the president is, we're screwed, because the people who run the country are not the president. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. Thank you. The president don't even run the country.
So, I mean,
I'm not talking to you.
I'm talking to you.
No, you're not. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Congress runs the country, not the president.
I'm not talking to you, bitch. I'm talking to the man. I'm talking to the respectful man.
You don't believe in Freemasonry?
No, I know that they're Freemasonry, but I'm not all. I mean, I don't read into all of that conspiracy theory because it's easy to get sidetracked. There are no dogs in here, stupid. It's easy to get sidetracked when you get into all of that, you know?
You're the only bitch here.
bitch hair, like I said. You're the only
calling me a bitch is not bothering me. This is a party line. You can say what you want by
me.
I'm being a bitch towards you, yeah. Yeah, I am. I am. I have no respect for you. I have no respect for you. If you would have said, could you please be quiet and let me finish, then I would have been quiet. But for the fact that you feel like you have to say, yo, bitch, shut up, I'm just going to talk right over you. It makes no sense. You're at a low-ass phone. You can't tell me to shut up. You can't say, yo, bitch, shut up, and expect for me to accommodate you.
Ooh, you sexy, mommy. Put him in his place, baby.
Yeah, what the hell was that? He's gonna show disrespect. Why you put the bomb by your ass and start finger popping your butt? He starts finger popping his butt. Like, that's not bothering me if you do that. You hear that sound? I need to stop. Cause
why are you laughing at your own jokes?
Because I want to.
You're
like,
lame.
Why are you angry at my jokes?
You're lame, Puerto Rican.
I'm not Puerto
Rican. Yeah, I smell the orange juice from here. You're Puerto Rican.
I'm not Puerto Rican, but I do like orange juice.
Yeah, I bet you do. You sell it out the trunk.
I'm not Puerto Rican, mister. I'm white.
You're white?
What's the white joke?
Five the white jokes?
Yeah.
You smell like,
call me,
you smell like
call
bologna.
Me cracker and bologna.
Nah, you smell like bologna, though.
All right, thank you.
And the ass part of your jeans stink really bad.
Thank you. Anything else?
You're a white slave.
A white slave?
Yeah, and you're an immigrant.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
What did he call me, a what?
An immigrant, that's what I said.
An enema?
Oh, Lord, you know what? She's definitely a fact. I'm out of here.
Facts.
Two.
Yo.
Huh? How much is it? Like $3 or $4?
Well, we about to end the show off. 6-4 and SD.
Let's make this shit myself.
Hung up. So with that being said and done, I'm hanging up. Thank you for listening to the show. Head us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
I wish it could.
Head us up on myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show.
We can't even hear it.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you listen to us tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
We hope we heard you because you're mad loud.
Blog Talk Radio. And thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night. Peace.
Cornball, yo.